Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to the Wise Men Say podcast. It is three defeats in a row for Sunderland as we go down 1-0 away to Blackpool, the automatic promotion hopes. If they weren't over already, oh boy, they sure are now. I'm Roy Fallow and I'm joined once again by Matthew Keelan.
Hey, dear.
dear.
How are we?
Pretty low, Matthew, because although I guess the Wigan result, that kind of realistically meant automatic promotion was going to be fairly impossible. But we said this on Thursday that there was probably going to be one moment this season where you got that faint glimmer of hope again, where the lads sucked you back in. But to be honest, I think that moment might have been during the game when we heard Hull were 1-0 down and we were still at 0-0. That might have, that's really depressing, but that might have been the moment, mightn't it?
I know. It's just like, it's mad, isn't it? Like a couple of weeks ago, we were doing these pods and saying, we could be top of the league on Tuesday night. We're now 11 points behind Hull.
A defeat to Hull would promote Hull, I believe.
Oh, that's really exciting.
George Honeyman having a nice time. Comes full circle, doesn't it? Just get away from Sunderland, then things will be all right.
Yeah, it'll be fine. Yeah, just leave, mate, and it'll be sound.
Unfortunately, we can't.
Did get relegated last season.
Yeah, but from the Championship. You know, it's odd, but you know, could be worse. Could be better, though. It certainly could be better for Sunderland at the minute. Another defeat, Matthew, but another one where we haven't been particularly outplayed. The opposition haven't had to work very hard for it. You could probably, even as stupid as it sounds, make an argument over the course of these three games that's the best we've played, but
I'd argue it probably was.
Yeah, yeah, do you think?
Yeah, I do. If that's a game in early on in the season, you're probably thinking, oh, well, that was a bit unlucky. I didn't think we were great, but I thought we were okay at times, but it isn't good enough, though. They're not that good, and we've lost to them, so it probably is the best out of the three performances, but
it's a low bar, isn't it? And I think that is a fair point, what you say about if that's earlier in the season, you maybe look at it and think, well, we weren't the best today, but if, you know, McGeady's a lick of paint on the post away from putting us 1-0 up, and then they go and score, which was a goal, which was very much our own making. And it's typical, isn't it, Matthew? It's what we've been doing through this run of games. We're our own worst enemy all the time. You look at that goal, the way it just bobbles through first from Bailey Wright, not really dealing with it, and then it goes through Lee Burge, and Blackpool didn't do anything after that. That's pretty much the only thing they did in the second half. But that's the worrying thing. It doesn't take much to beat us at the moment, and we've gone from looking very solid to, well, a goal will come against us eventually.
Well, that goal is hilarious. It isn't, but it is really.
But objectively, it is.
I had both our game and Newcastle's game on at the same time, and West Ham scored a really similar goal. The keeper and the defender just got in each other's way, and somehow it went in. I think ours was worse.
Oh, yeah,
because, well, it's two levels below that, and I mean, I don't know what Burge is doing.
I guess it comes at him quickly, maybe.
You know what? Like, Burge is getting a load of stick, and I feel that there's a lot of revisionist things going on with him, because a few weeks ago, a lot of people were saying that he's actually been, like, okay this season, and I think he generally has been fine. But the last few weeks, he hasn't been very good. But I think I've seen a few things and people saying he's been rubbish all season and that. And I think it hasn't. And until a couple of weeks ago, when everyone was planning for the championship, everyone was saying he was fine as a number two next season. And I mean, there's no excuses for that today. It's poor, and he has made mistakes, but. He's a League One goalkeeper who, absolutely, like, League One goalkeepers will do things like that. And it's Bailey Wright's as much to blame for me.
Yeah. Do you think that's kind of the problem in the squad, that you can, when you're going for promotion in this league, you probably can carry a few who you say, well, that's the reason they're in League One, but we probably have too many of them. Bailey Wright is perhaps one of them. Callum McFadden's one of them. And, like...
Is
Max Power one of them as well, if we're being honest with ourselves? Josh Scone fucking certainly is. And they're important, influential players. And, you know, Power has had good spells this season, and he'll drag you through a game now and again. But we've saw it this season. He goes through these bad runs of form. And to use that phrase again, that's why he's a League One player.
Yeah, well, it is. And it's like Power... I've got an element of sympathy for him. He's been dragged all over the pitch and played every position. But that's not me. The trouble with his runs are, when he goes on runs like this, he doesn't affect the game at all.
Yeah.
When he's had a couple of the runs where he's been effective without playing well, and he's not doing that at the minute. Bailey Wright, I just don't get it with him. I know he's coming back from injury and that, and he's probably not fit, being honest. I don't know. I've never been... And I jokingly wrote him off because he missed against Tranmere last year. I can't fathom how he's played in the Championship for Bristol City. It just doesn't look the level above that, like, why we would... The clamour. I don't know. He did all right last season in spells, and he's done okay. He can't stay fit either. Like, he's
well, that's an issue, like, isn't it? And that's probably why you'd
poppadoms.
Yeah, that's probably why you'd wave him off in the summer, really, wouldn't you? Because of the fitness thing, as much as anything.
Well, he's not out of contract though, is he? So.
Oh, sorry. I thought he signed a 1-year deal.
No, I think he signed a 2-year deal.
Oh, right. Oh,
I don't know. I'm probably wrong. Chris Weatherspoon, no, he'll have them on his bedroom wall.
Yeah, he'll have them on his spreadsheet. But he's never been massively... he's never had a prolonged run of good form, and that's
looked good in a back three for me.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I think that seems to be his biggest strength, where he can be a bit more of a sweeper and sit a little bit deep, because he's clearly got a decent reading of the game and stuff like that. Got a good bit of physicality despite his height, but you can see why he's probably dropped down to League One as well. So there's another one who you say that about, like. Even Aidan O'Brien, who I think's, like, been quite good for us this season, he probably fits into that. Just too many of that, and not enough quality. And you're looking at that performance today, and it's hard. I said this about the Wigan game. It's hard to pick out people to praise, obviously, because we got beat. But it's hard to pick out anyone apart from maybe Wright and Burge, because of the goal to dig out. It's just not good enough generally. Do you know what I mean? There's no, like, pure stinking performances out there. It's just insipid as much as anything.
It's just like a non-event, the game, really. If that mistake hasn't happened, it's just nil-nil, isn't it? And I don't know. To be honest, I don't have a lot to say. Like, because, like, we've blown it. There's no point going over that again. And, like, the game was rubbish. Really, like, for all, like, we've heard about Blackpool being great, they're not very good.
No,
really.
They weren't.
I've just tweeted it, and my concern, I'm not being flippant about this, I don't think we'll finish in the top six.
I think we'll probably, because you probably only need a win or two.
Because I just think we're going. I think we'll lose the way we've been playing. I think we'll lose at Hull. Oh, I think we'll lose to Blackpool again next week or whenever we play them.
Yeah, I'd say we will probably do enough because Accrington, Plymouth, got like
Northampton, I guess.
Like 6 points will do you. But I think it's a fair shout. Are we going to finish third? Are we going to finish fourth?
We're not. Like,
and that's my concern. I said this on the pod on Wednesday, on the preview pod, that we need to go into the playoffs, not on a slide, in good form. Like, as much as the matches are sort of non-events now, because, you know, we are very much going to be in the playoffs at best. But we need to string some form together and be going into that confident, because it's just so disjointed. Well, not even disjointed today. There was like a bit of a plan there. We were composed. We were in control for the first half, but the cutting edge is lacking. The confidence at the back's dropped as well. And that's what we need to rediscover, don't we? Like, what makes us good? Like, get back to like to that. McGeady looks flat at the minute as well. I know he did really well to create the chance that hit the post, but you've seen him get frustrated in games and drifting in and out a little bit, where he was very much in the thick of them previously, wasn't he?
I think with him, he's kind of condensed an entire season and half a season in a way. He just looks a bit like he's run out of steam. He's thousands.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I sound like I'm like not interested in it, and it's not that. I'm struggling to sort of surmise how I feel about it. Really, I totally agree with basically everything you've said. I was watching that a day, and like my dad, I didn't have a bath.
We know who's to blame for this.
I've given up on this now. I'm going to have one now before I go and meet G Foster.
That's too late on one now.
I went out for my dad this morning for coffee, and he was saying, like, obviously it's playoffs, and this was before today, and he said, like, do you fancy us? And I went, no. One, I'd never fancy us in the playoffs anyway, because it's us. But I just think, like, there are teams now, and this is just amazing that we're saying this 2 weeks after being, like, on the cusp of, like, planning for the championship and basically already deciding what we're going to do with members of the squad and, like, planning, we should do a pod and stuff based on like the champion the getting promoted.
We still could do it, just might be much easier. Pod now.
No more pods ever now. This is the last one.
This is it.
But I just said, no, there's just too many teams now. We just look like that team that are knackered and we've just fizzling away. And I just think, and I know like Portsmouth might slip out of it and stuff, and I just think over two legs, I don't fancy us against really in that top six now. Anyone? Because not because they're any good, just because of the way that we seem to have capitulated. And it's going to take a lot for Johnson to get them turned around now, I think, re-energized.
Because they'll be on the floor again. Now.
Yeah, like they're absolutely. And I have an element of sympathy with them. Like with the player, you know, they dragged themselves back into this and the manager dragged them back into it. And it's hardly an underdog story because of the squad we've got. Mm-hmm. But they've done really well to get themselves into contention without basically any centre halves.
Well, that's it. This is why I find it a bit hard to, like, I don't know where to direct my anger at the minute, because you just feel flat, don't you? Knocked the stuffing out of you because you'd been made to believe again. And the odd thing is, if we'd just been battling and, like, snuck into the top six at the last minute, you'd be going in, well, the momentum's with us. And I said this on the pod on Wednesday, but I've already seen a bit of it on Twitter. I can't be arsed with all this, like, oh, who was right now about this being a good point, blah, blah, blah.
I can't be bothered with that. What's like, the point? Like, what's that going to achieve? People
digging up other people's tweets from, like, a week ago, like, saying, oh, well, was that still a good point? Like, genuinely, I've seen people doing this from the Charlton game, saying it's one defeat in form, and then, like, having a go, and it's just like, come on, man. No one saw like us going to Wigan and chucking a lead away, going to Blackpool today and turning. Like, how, man? I know everyone gets annoyed and that's fine. Like, I'm not saying fans like shouldn't argue with each other. I think that's like kind of what being a football fan is, to be honest. But like trying to just prove that you were this like Nostradamus, that you saw this coming, it's just fucking bullshit, man.
Well, no one saw that coming. And it was a good point though. Like, that's the thing. Like,
no one saw three defeats in a row. Nobody saw that.
We've made it into an awful point. But even if we'd won, like, it would, like, you know, we'd still lost three in a row. So even if we'd beaten Peterborough, like, we'd still be 8 points behind home now. Like, exactly. It's not exactly, like, you know.
It's about what happens after that result.
You can't it's just annoying. And all it's going to do is cause arguments with people. And there's no point in it. Look, we've blown it again, and we just deal with it basically, you know. Yeah. Like, things are still
and hope for the best, because
off the pitch, you know, we've got the off the pitch stability now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's it, because
it's a bit of a different place to the first time.
To roll it back a little bit, when we talked about the players that we were going to keep, I think that's one potential. Let's say, let's go for the nuclear option and say we don't go up in the playoffs, which, you know, could finish it and don't end up in the playoffs at all. This does leave you with no room for sentimentality to keep anyone around. Whereas before, let's take it, and I don't mean this to dig him out, but let's take Max Power for an example. You'd have probably thought if we went up, like, oh, well, maybe he's a squad player. He's shown he can fill in at right back as well. But now, if we don't go up, you'd probably look at a player like him and think, well, yeah, he's had good runs of form and he's been a good leader at times and he's always, like, stepped up. But he's been here for 3 years now when we failed to get out of this division. And is it just a time, as much as anything, not as like, he's shit, get rid of him, but we need to move on now.
We need a new.
Yeah, absolutely.
He might want a fresh start. He might think, look, like, he came to, none of these players who signed on these deals when we got relegated would have envisaged that they'd still be, after their contracts have ended, they'd still be in the third division with Sunderland. Yeah. Like, a lot of them probably imagined that they'd still be in the third division with someone else, having been promoted with us and then sold on. Thank you very much. That's your job done for us now.
Yeah, easy loyalty bonus.
I love Matt Luno, I love Power, and I've got a lot of time for a lot of the players. As blokes, they seem like decent.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. People.
And they just have proven over the course of 3 years that they're just not good enough to make the step up for us. And it's a shame. And I do feel that. Like, just on a positive note, I know it's difficult, but I do take comfort in the fact that when you can forget last season, it was a shambles and it didn't happen really. The first season we were here, it was evident that there was no plan other than to get promoted. Now this time you feel that there are two plans.
Yes.
Off the pitch.
Well, they've said that as well, to be fair, haven't they?
So I think we can take comfort in the fact that if we don't go up, we will go up next season, and we will, by all intents and purposes, probably buy the league next season.
I think we will.
Because I would imagine plans are in place now to be thinking, right, obviously we can't plan for League One, but we can start and think, right, if we lose the playoff final, we're going to buy these players the day after. You know what I mean? Like, it's like we're going to do this.
As much as you say buy in the league, the fact that we'll have a scouting network and it'll probably be picking up the type of players that we've never really done that since we came down. Luke 09, actually, you could maybe say is one of them, to be fair. But
just even, made obvious signings. Yeah, like, exactly. But like you do on Football Manager, you just think, like, Will Grigg was just like, oh, we'll buy him because he scored goals for Wigan.
Yeah, like Chris Maguire maybe as well. Great, but even
Will Grigg's still here next season, by the way.
And fires us to promotion as we buy the league.
You still but, pay for him.
To go back to another point very quickly before we wrap it up. Oddly, what you were saying, if you wouldn't fancy us in the playoffs. I think in a semi-final, I think we'd maybe do enough to grind it out over two legs, but in a final occasion, the way we're, do you know what I mean? This is what I've been saying we need to avoid when I've been saying this isn't the same as the Jack Ross season because we're making that surge in. But if we end the season in bad form with that negative feeling around the supporters, even though supporters aren't in the ground, but you know what I mean? That's going
to
mirror
the playoffs, to be fair.
Well, yeah, true, but it's going to mirror the mood of the players, because if they're like playing terrible, they're going to be in low morale, and that's the same for the fans. So that will mean we're going into that playoff semi-final / final, whatever, in the same sort of nervous mentality as we did in that first season down here. And we've got to avoid that. We need to, even though these games aren't going to mean much in the grand scheme of things, we need to rediscover some form and go into that feeling confident for the players, for fans as well, because even though it feels shit now, like, we still might get promoted, like the top two is written off, but you don't know. You don't know. But for now, it does feel very much like...
Well, you look and, like, Lincoln are below us. They've got a game in hand and they're 2 points behind us. So there's, like, I mean, who thought that a couple of weeks ago? There's no point sitting picking faults and, you know, I've sniping at each other online and that. Like,
well, no.
There's too much other shit. To be honest, there's too much other shit going on in the world at the minute for us to be annoyed about this. So I'm going to go and have a few beers this afternoon and
laugh at people. Well, we were waiting for Hull or Peterborough to be the one that have blown it in that top three, but unfortunately,
how did that go? Have we lost yet, Rory? Since you said we'd go unbeaten,
I know, but you know, I had four games.
How many games did we win?
And we won. Who did we beat since? Did we beat Accrington? Was that after?
I think we beat Accrington. We beat
Oxford as well. Oxford, that was in it. Yeah. So I think, you know, we got two wins and two draws. I think,
and three defeats there.
It's absolutely hilarious. That's
we haven't even lost to Plymouth yet.
Since I said we would go and beat in the rest of the season, for the first time in League One, we have lost three games in a row. So,
well,
I say it's your fault for not going in the bath. Maybe it's my fault for my
hubris. I've got another stat as well. Okay, you know, another depressing stat that people probably already know. Right. You know that since we came down to League One, we've never topped the league.
Yeah,
isn't that just amazing?
It's just sensational. Like, you would never have guessed that, would you?
Like, our previous ever, worst ever finish, we've never even matched for a week since we came down here.
Oh, God. I'm not laughing. I'm laughing because I just, you know, I need some levity right now. If I didn't, I would gone mental. And not
I'm putting the mouse, mate. I'm so
Hilton
giddy.
For you.
I know, exciting.
Town for me. That's if you're in town or if you're in Hilton and you see me or Matthew, come and try and buy us a pint because we need one. We'll buy you one too. Get in a round with us. Why not? But only if it's in a group of six or two households. I can't remember what the rules are anymore. No,
I don't know. There are no rules. There are rules.
Yeah, this isn't the briefing. Right, I think we better get out of here because we've fully lost it.
Next defeat, please.
Yes, let's, if you can take any more of listening to Sunderland, but, you know, we'll have a bit of a laugh while doing it. Tune in on Monday, and Gareth and Stephen will be back to look ahead to Hull's promotion party on Tuesday night. And then me and Matt will be back later in the week to review Hull's promotion party and look ahead to a pointless fixture against Accrington Stanley. And we'll go out on Can't Someone Else Do It? Thanks, as ever, for listening.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.